Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Brother Lazarus was ill. So the sister said to Jesus, Lord, he whom you love is ill. So when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble because they see the light of this world, but those who walk at night stumble because the light is not in them. After saying this, he told them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to awaken him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he's fallen asleep, he'll be all right. Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought he was referring merely to sleep. Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Thomas, who is called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he'll rise again in the resurrection, in the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, the teacher is here and is calling for you. And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, where have you laid him? They said to it, Lord, come and see. Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you all heard me, but for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. When he said this, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth and his face wrapped in the cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and the children may come forward for a children's sermon. Good morning. Are you good and tired? Yeah.
I thought so.
I've got a question for you. What's something that you're scared of? Yeah. Upstairs? I get that. Upstairs in this building or just upstairs in any building? Any building? Oh, upstairs by yourself. I get that. I get that. Feels lonely and big, doesn't it? Yeah. What else? What else might we be scared of? The dark? I get that too. It's hard to know what's there in the dark. I wish I had a light. You get scared sometimes too? Oh, I do too. I do too. Yeah. Jenny Wade basement. Yeah. I know your dad's doing some work there, right? Yeah. Lots of basements are scary, aren't they? Yeah. So upstairs and downstairs and dark, all those things are things that we can be scared of. In today's story, Jesus takes something that so many people, can you guys look at my nose right here? In today's story, Jesus takes something that so many people are scared of, and he walks right straight toward it. Right straight toward it. And he walks right into the face of it. And folks are sad, and they're tearing up a little bit, and they're crying, and they'd just rather be anywhere else in the world but the place that they are. And Jesus walks straight into it and says, even here, I am there. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life, which are really big words for no matter what, no matter where you go. I am there. I am the way for you to live. I am the way for you to be safe and healthy and happy and whole. Jesus meets us wherever we are, when we're young, when we're old, and at all times of our life. Jesus is there with you upstairs. Jesus is there with you in a basement. Jesus is there with you in the dark. Jesus is there with you in new experiences and new things that you'd rather not do right now. Jesus is always there with you. And today's story is about there's no place that you will not be able to find the love of God and the light of Jesus and his presence with you. So today, this week, should you happen to go upstairs, remember Jesus is with you. Should you happen to be in the dark, remember Jesus is with you. Should you happen to be in a basement, remember Jesus is with you. And if you're ever scared, Jesus is with you. And God loves you very much. Does that make sense? Should we say a prayer? Let us pray. Gracious God, there are parts of our lives that scare us. And there's parts of this world we'd rather not be in. And yet, we know that you are there. Whenever we are scared, please hear the inside parts of our hearts and the parts of our minds that are scared. Help to calm us, give us peace, and help us to know and to remember you are with us and you love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for being here. You can go back to your seats. In the name of Jesus, amen. The story of the raising of Lazarus feels like it's in the wrong spot. Whether it's in the lectionary or it's just in the Gospel of John, it feels like it's in the wrong spot. As we've been walking these days through these texts, we have such a great cloud of witnesses around us. We started by talking about all the different gifts that God gives us and the things that we might share with the world. We talk about sharing the inmost thoughts of our hearts. We talk about living water and the things that it can do in the world around us. We talk about this wonderful presence of God that when we are scared or split apart in our understanding of this living water, we can nonetheless talk and have faith around it. We are made the way that we are. And in that, God can do miraculous things. We have this full aim towards eating, towards. And then we have this, which is one of the truest and realest expressions of death that we have in our scripture. It is in its wrong time, it's with the wrong person, and it is not a part of the plan. And so this story, this one of Lazarus and his sisters, Mary and Martha, and the town, Bethany, and the Jews who come out to see it, is a story of a community where one of their own dies. We have this great cloud of witnesses that just got done telling us all the miraculous things that Jesus can do. Sight to the blind, living water for the outcast. All people brought in, healed, loved, forgiven, graced as they are. And yet, for some reason, death still finds its way into this community. And so they send word to Jesus, and Jesus does not come. And they send word again when they hear that he's on his way, and he stops. And they go out to bring him in. They go out to find him and meet him. I feel like that from time to time. When I stand in the presence of death, for friends and for family, and for even though only tangentially, I feel like one who would absolutely go to the ends of the earth if I knew where Jesus was standing and say to him upon finding him, "Why are you still here? If you had been there, this one would not have died." And then to take him or to drag him back. Why didn't Jesus go? Why must we go through this? Why get our hopes raised so high just to be met by death? Why? Jesus tells his disciples that this is so that all might see the glory of the Son of God. Jesus tells his disciples that this illness does not lead to death. Jesus tells his disciples these things, but when he gets there, when he gets to Mary, when he gets to Martha, when he gets finally to the tomb, the power of death is still very real and very present. They are weeping. They are mourning. There is a stench. And in the midst of this, our faith wavers. Our faith falters, maybe not in the presence of this story, but certainly in the presence of a life interrupted. Death being where we did not want it to be. In this very presence, Jesus prays so that everybody can hear him. Thank you for always hearing me. And then Lazarus come out. And he comes out. And we have this one little glimpse of the power of death not being there anymore. A glimpse. A glimpse. This one little glimpse of being able to live in the world without fear of death, but being able to walk side by side with it. It's one little glimpse of knowing that the good things of God cannot be erased even in death. He gets up, he says, unbind him, let him go. We don't hear a ton more about Lazarus after that. We do know that he dies eventually. Nowhere in our scripture does it say he's now immortal, forever walking this earth. I think we would have found him by now. But the story is about resurrection and life. Jesus wants us to know today that while Jesus has not destroyed death, Jesus has destroyed the power of death, which are really fancy theological ways of saying you do not need to fear. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is with you. God walks with you, hears you, does not leave you. And while we cannot see on the other side of death yet, we know and trust and believe that the glimpse we have been given in Lazarus, in Jesus, and in others will be the glimpse of our own life too, of the lives of our friends and family, of the lives of the good things in this world. That death will not be the end of any of our stories. Why is death still here? I don't know. I just know that God is here too. I just know that as we go and share all the good things we know about God with the rest of the world, that inevitably it will be a part of our lives and it will be a part of theirs. For them to hear and to understand that death is here. And this is a message, this is a faith, this is a hope that we need in death. We long for in death. We go searching for in death. And you have it. You have the stories, you have the experiences, you have the water washed over you in faith. It might not feel like you have it. You might be one of the ones weeping at the grave, faith faltering, not understanding why God does something like this. But your story is tied up with Lazarus and it's tied up with Jesus. We will be raised. We will have life. This is a part of our faith too. Faith is the most important thing we have to share, to live life, to lean on in the midst of death. Jesus walks square into the face of death so that there can be no question. This week, this lifetime, death will meet you. Death will greet you. Death will be somewhere. You do not need to fear it. You don't have to like it, but you need not fear it. God will be there. Life will be there. Resurrection will be there. This is our faith. Thanks be to God for the resurrection and the life. Amen.